Hail Mary, full of grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The world, since COVID, is truly a confused place. Everything is topsy-turvy. Healthy people have to be quarantined and wear masks. And politicians have suddenly morphed into pandemic professionals. But also last month was the curious scene in Central America of communists rejecting the plandemic and promoting a public festival in honor of Our Lady, whilst the Novus Ordo tried to silence it and make everybody to stay at home. All of the churches closed now in communist California, the state which is engulfed in flames, whilst last month the green White House lawn recently resounded with the Ave Maria. Do you remember going back years ago to the time of President Reagan, the Sandinista Marxist regime in Nicaragua under a certain Daniel Ortega? Well, they have at least two or three things going for them, it seems. They are at odds with the Novus Ordo, and they refuse to recognize the scamdemic, the COVID conspiracy. In the name of this worldwide hoax, the Novus Ordo hierarchy attempted to suppress a charming custom that's observed in one of the largest cities of Nicaragua, León, on the feast day of the Assumption of Our Lady. It seems that in the year 1947, the Blessed Mother stopped the eruption of Central America's most active volcano, El Cerro Negro, it's called. And ever since then, they've had their own little custom in that town. It's called in Spanish, Gritería Chiquita, the little shouting. On the holy day, the people would shout out a question. ¿Qué causa de tanta alegría? What causes so much happiness? And the other people are meant to shout back, La Asunción de María, the Mary's Assumption. This small shouting, as it is called, is related to a larger and an older national shouting custom from December the 7th, the first Vespers of the Immaculate Conception. And that time when they ask, ¿Qué causa tanta alegría? The people are meant to answer, La Concepción de María, Mary's Conception. These popular customs and practices are ever so important for anchoring the faith and giving those who don't otherwise have a way somehow to honor Our Lady. So the Novus Ordo told everybody to stay home, and its bishop said, well, I'll shout the question in the cathedral. But the cathedral was empty, and there was no one to answer it. These old Marxists, however, urged the people to set up altars outside their homes, to go out into the streets, and to keep a fiesta. For whatever reason, it was, if you can imagine it, it was the communists who saved the celebration of the Assumption in that city this year. May she, who is so generous, reward them, these communists, by converting them. Meanwhile, back in the good old USA, news of the imposition of the tyranny of the mask and the false epidemic, and the very real rioting and revolution was suspended for a few blessed days at the end of August for the very positive and patriotic Republican National Convention, as you recall. Yesterday, people right here in River City, we're all excited about that big turnout for the 275 Beltway car rally for Trump. Such successes are encouraging. But the battle is won if it is to be won, with a far more powerful weapon. One Hail Mary. The words, the gospel words of an angel and then a saint being the amazed cry of joy. And the answer comes from the church, the body of Christ. And all of this is inspired by God. Thus it is a holy prayer because it comes from God and is addressed to the Mother of God. And uniquely, after the Lord's Prayer itself, it leads us to God. For after all, Jesus only comes to us through his mother. Such is the divine design. Once he came at the incarnation, the Hail Mary recalls this tremendous event. Still today, does he come, the Lord, by grace? All grace passes through her immaculate hands. As we just sang in the epistle, in me is all grace of the way and of virtue. A sign, then, a portent, and a possible prophecy, perhaps. This event in Washington last month, an act of homage which surely will be rewarded. The fact that they closed, the Republicans did their convention with the angel's greeting, the Ave Maria, beautifully sung in Latin from the White House balcony. And how they all stood in respectful silence and listened to it. And then how it was, of course, broadcast then throughout the whole world. One Hail Mary fills the heart of Mary with delight and obtains for us indescribably great graces. Now, if one Hail Mary is not recited worthily without its reward, what is to be said of such a scene of public and worldwide honor? Today, Our Lady is honored in the most unexpected places, whilst the regular ones try to silence her praise. That makes me think of that hymn we have. If we did not cry out, the very stones would sing. Now, may we not in turn expect very great graces? But the Ave Maria ends with a petition, that touching, essential prayer. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. The great Spanish Jesuit theologian and renowned writer, Francisco Suarez, declared when he was dying that he would willingly give all the words he had written, all of his life's labor, for the merit of one Hail Mary, prayerfully and devoutly said. This makes me think of Father Chicada, with his many articles, his pamphlets, the letters, the constant stream of correspondence he wrote. Truly a lifetime of priestly devotion and zeal. His great book on the new Mass, The Definitive Word on it, the work of human hands, now disseminated throughout the world, perhaps close now to 5,000 copies. And then all the sermons he preached in his 42 years of priesthood, all of the videos which he produced so zealously. And some of them, I remember this yesterday, he produced alone, unaided, that summer 4 years ago, when he was undergoing the slow poison of chemotherapy. And there was no one to help him, and he wrote the script, and he had his little typical humor in it, and he arranged the curtains just so and got the camera set up. He did it all by himself. But it was only in his last illness, these final months, when he suffered stroke after stroke, that he experienced the truth of what his patron saint, Saint Anthony of Padua, we've been praying to Saint Anthony of Padua all the way through for him, what Saint Anthony wrote about just the name of Mary. Saint Anthony wrote, "Most lovable name, whose gentle invocation drives away fear at the hour of death, frightens the foe, and sows peace in hearts that venerate her." Last Thursday, Father's final night on earth, when he was in his own agony, we priests came and went. We would speak with him and pray with him, taking informal turns all night long. Now, all this was noted by Carla, the night nurse from hospice, a Protestant lady of great experience with the dying. She told one of the priests when he left the room how struck she was that Father was so restless, anxious, troubled before, at the beginning. But now, she said, look at him. Look at his expression. How peaceful, how calm. These last months for Father, the rosary was his go-to prayer. Whenever he was troubled or disappointed, he'd reach for his beads. And early on in his illness, he asked me to find him a prayer for perseverance. Well, I did. I just happened to open up that nice little prayer book called The Precious Blood and Mother. And there it was, a prayer for perseverance. And we prayed it together every morning. Now, it ends with an indulgenced aspiration, which it turns out, much to my surprise, Father knew very well. It was his mother's favorite prayer as she lay dying of cancer in 1963, and her son, in turn, prayed it. He prayed it with me again and again those last weeks and hours. It starts, "Sweetest heart of Mary." Now remember St. Anthony's words, "Mary, whose gentle invocation drives away fear at the hour of death." If you could have seen him on his deathbed, gently sleeping, resting as though he had just been refreshed. And so he remained long after his soul departed. "Sweetheart of Mary, be my salvation." Some things are still right in this world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.